We that got our hope and trust in this thing getting better, the world that we're living in, it's not. Amen. But I tell you what, I know something that's going to get better for us, and that's a home in heaven. Amen. Glory to God this morning. I thank God for that peace the sister was talking about. Amen. I'm just going to say a few words and get out of the way this morning. I appreciate, like I said last night, testifying how that the Lord come by and saved me. I'm determined that I have to make it. Somebody said, I've got to. Well, I want to. Well, I've made up my mind. I have to. Amen. I have come too far. I have come too far, Brother Collins, to turn back. I was sitting there listening to him teach this morning, and I want to talk just a few minutes about the rich young ruler. Everybody knows the story. I thought once I'd bring the Bible and read that passage of Scripture, but I'll just testify a few minutes. I thought about that rich young ruler that came to Christ and said, Good Master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus, he quoted the Ten Commandments to Christ and said, All of these have I kept from my youth up. And Jesus looked at him and said, One thing thou lackest. Go sell what you've got and give to the poor. Amen. And, you know, the Bible's not telling you and I this morning to go back home today and sell everything that we've got. But to this young man, Brother Collins, I believe his God in this world was his possessions and the money that he had. Amen. And the Bible said that this man went away sorrowful because he had great possessions. And I don't know if this was the same man. We read in the Bible about the young man coming, and then he's young in his youth, and then he rejects God. And then the second time we read about a rich man in the Bible, he's tearing down his barns and he's building greater. Isn't that just like life in general today? I feel like that probably in our youth, somewhere when we're young, that God is going to deal with you. I believe that. I got a call in my life when I was 9 years old. I felt the Lord deal with me at 9 years old, and I rejected that. Well, a few years went by, and probably in my teenage years, about 13 or 14, the Lord dealt with me again. And then you heard me testify last night about how I got, you know, almost trapped in the wrong thing. But the third time the Lord come by, Brother Ray Asher, I felt the Spirit tell me, you pray now, or probably you won't pray. I don't know this morning if God will give you 4, 5, 6 chances to pray, but I'll stand here this morning and say, He'll deal with you to be saved. Amen. Glory to God. Well, we read about this young man the first time. Like I said, I don't know if this is the same man, but we look at a pattern. We look at the second time this man is pulling down barns and building greater. I just come up Route 4 this morning. Me and my uncle was talking about, hey man, how that they're clearing land. And have you ever seen so much building, hey man, going on in all the days of your life? Have you ever seen people that aren't satisfied with what they've got? They're pulling down and building greater. I feel in my heart today, hey man, I'm not worried too much about building naturally, but what I want to build this morning, I want to build a spiritual house, hey man, that's going to stand the storms of time. Well, bless God, and I feel like when I prayed and got a hold of God, you know why we preach a pray-through experience? Somebody says, Brother Butler, the word pray-through ain't in the Bible. It might not be, but when you grab a hold of that and you experience that, ain't nobody can take a pray-through experience away from you. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Well, the third time we read about a rich man, he lifted up his eyes in hell, and he was in torments. Isn't that like life? Are you here today lost? Listen, bless God, hell is going to be paved with good intentions. You know where the greatest prayer meeting's at today? It's not at the Highway of Holiness. It's not at Walker's Branch Holiness Tabernacle in Hazard, Kentucky. But hell is full of believers today. Hey, man, that's praying, oh God, if I just had another chance, if I could have just sat under somebody and hear them preach, hell, I'd like to go back to them times that you called me to pray. But you know what, my friend? They can't come back and they can't get out. Only time they're getting out is stand before the white throne judgment, and death and hell's going to deliver up the dead, and they're going to be put into the lake of fire forever. But I'm here today saying we don't have to go there. Amen. You know what? This rich young ruler came at the... He came to the right person. He came to Jesus. Amen. He came for the right thing. He came for salvation. Amen. He came in the right spirit. He come running and he come kneeling. But you know what I like about this? Talking about this rich young ruler? He came for at the right time. He came in his youth. You know what? If there's anything I regret, the few years that I've missed serving God. And I say, Brother Collins, I look at the crowd this morning. And I believe everybody in here can look back and say, Brother Butler, I believe if there's anything, I want to tell you something, my friend, you will not regret serving God. I said you will not regret serving God. If you just get a taste of the glory world in heaven and a come in your soul just for a few minutes, you would have to say, hey, I don't regret serving God. I believe the backslider that once knew God and pulled from the grace of God, I believe if they'd be honest in their heart, Brother Ray, they'd say the Lord never done me nothing but good. I'm glad today that He'll not do you anything but good. Bless God today. I love Him, church. You know what you need to do today? You need to come at the right time, and the time is now. Yeah. Yeah. Woo, glory to God. I said He came in the right time. He came when He was young. He ran and knelt and said, good master, I kept all these things. But you know what? I'd like to ask you this morning, what's holding you back? What's holding you back, amen, from serving the Lord? What's holding you back with a closer walk with God? What's holding you back with a greater determination to serve the Lord and give a commitment to say, Lord, I'm willing to go all the way? Amen. I believe this young man thought he was in pretty good shape. You know, this morning, Sunday morning, all across the land, even in the United States of America, we got people sitting in the house of God, probably singing Amazing Grace and probably singing the songs of Zion with a no-thumping headache from the night before. Oh, God, in a seem-right way. Oh, in a seem right way. Thank Him they're all right. Amen. This boy come and he came to Christ and said, look! Amen. There's probably people within the sound of our voice. If you could hear this mic outside, people that lives in this area, in the Hamilton and in the Middletown area, probably thinking they're all right. Good moral people. You know, some of the hardest people to gain is the moral people. Oh, God. Oh, God. I just want to leave that thought with you. If you're here this morning and you're lost, what's holding you back? What's holding you back today? Hey, man. We could point a finger at probably everybody and say this and this and this. But you know, when you walk into the mirror and when you look, hey, man, it's you and it's me and it's ourselves. It's like a man in his troubles. And I want to say this, and I want to sit down this morning. Appreciate some time to say just a few words. A man in his problems in his life, Brother Collins, seemed like in some of the lowest ebbs of his life, he'd always see a man in black, dressed in black, and in his problems. And he said, man, if I could just get close enough to unveil this fella, I could see who really my problem is. And this goes on and goes on and goes on. And then one time in the lowest ebb of his life, he could see this man in black, and he got close enough to him to one day to pull the veil off. And guess who he saw when he unveiled the man in black? He saw himself. He saw himself. I want to ask you this morning, what's holding us back from being saved? What's holding us back from being set free from sin? This young man, it was his money. Some people, it could be probably a little pride, what somebody going to think about me.
Some people, we could probably let our husband or our wife or our children, something hold us back. I intend to, I want to. But what about right now at 11:35 at the highway of holiness? What about right now saying, Lord, I can be saved by the grace of God and start my, you know what? Then you can really start to live. Amen. Bless God. I feel like time is running out. I feel like time is running out. Oh God, we've got people thinking this thing's gonna go on and on. I want to tell you something, my friend. I got excited hearing Brother Collins talk about the knot on the tire. She's a fixing to blow and burst. And I want to tell you something. I believe the next great event that happens is the Lord's gonna come on the clouds of glory. And I believe the church is about ready to leave here. Amen. You talking about needing a revival? I'm in a revival in my heart. What about my revival becoming your revival and your revival becoming my revival? And say, hey, I stand this morning telling you that we've got lost folks that we're praying for. God, save them before it's too late. I want to tell you something, church. I can just say this morning, and look, how many folks this year is almost gone. Just a few days, it's going to be Christmas, and we're headed into 1998. What have we done for God in 1997? Huh? Oh God. The rich young ruler. I'm going to tell you something. I'm not worried about making another dollar bill in which I'm going to have to live and survive. Like, I'm worried about getting a lost soul. Huh? That's right on the edge. Did you know this morning, as I come to a close and sit down, this number of people might not be together again. That's right. I said this number of people might not be together again anymore. I may be here this morning, right now I feel like I'm 16 years old, but I can be in the morgue tonight. That's life, isn't it? Ain't that life? Hey, amen. You never know what's around the next curve. You never know what's around the next corner. But I want to tell you something. I want my life anchored in the Lord this morning. He's mighty to save. He wants to save. What's holding you back? What's holding you? I defy was here and lost and felt the Lord tugging. I wouldn't let nothing hold me back this morning. I wouldn't care if the preacher's preaching. I'd make my way out into an aisle and come and wave my hands and say, Lord, save me. I need to be saved. Amen. You know, you hear all the theology and all these preachers got the new cart. They make it sound so hard, but it's so easy. Come on. Come on. Oh God. God just, He's wanting to save somebody this morning. I'm glad aren't you glad you're saved this morning? Yeah. Amen. Let's not be like the rich young ruler that came to Christ, had good intentions. But when the Lord says one thing, thou lackest. Oh God. You know what, church? It ain't going to be sometimes a big pile of sins that's going to cause us to be, sometimes it just be one little old thing. Amen. I'm glad I come to the hospital this morning at the highway of holiness so I could check my life out. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, appreciate you this morning. Amen. He was so near, and yet so far. He was so good, and yet so bad. He was so rich, Brother Ray, but he left poor. He was so rich, but yet so poor. So near, right to where Christ could breathe on him and lay his hand on his breast and probably hear his heartbeat if he wanted to. So near and yet so far. Somebody says, Brother Butler, how close is he this morning? Just a prayer away. Just a prayer away. You know what? If you're here and you feel the Lord talking, you may leave and then tomorrow you may be tearing down and building greater. And then after a while, it may be too late. Oh God, in Jesus' name. I love you this morning. Appreciate the good Spirit of the Lord that's here. And if you're here lost, oh God, in Jesus' name. Maybe you're here in church and maybe you feel like you just ain't where you need to be in God. Maybe you're backsliding. You know you backslide in heart first before you start backsliding. Maybe not been coming to church like you like to. Maybe the fire of God ain't in your heart and your life like you like to. Let's make up our minds today and say, hey, the knot on the tar is fixing to go. Amen. Hallelujah. I wonder how much are we really looking for the coming of the Lord. Hey, wonder if we know that 12 o'clock Christ was coming back, what would we do? I'd say if anybody owed somebody an apology in this church, we'd be making it right. But you think that, Brother Asher? I believe they'd make it right and say, hey! But you know what? We don't know when it's coming, but we know we're in the last days. So I'd be afraid. We're in a time right now, I'd be afraid to let anything go past today. I'd be afraid to get mad at Sister Butler and pout for 3 days. Oh God. And let a little pride get between me and her. Huh? Somebody said, preacher, that's closed. That's the way it's going to be. We've heard it preached all of her life. And no pastor that pastored me that's dead and gone. He said, it could happen in my lifetime, but it didn't. But you know what? It could happen today. Wonder if it don't. I'm looking for him in the morning. Wonder if it don't. I'm looking for him Tuesday. Church, I want to leave this word with you. Let's watch and pray and let's be ready.